Notice you started your show today quoting Marie Harf, who used to work for me in the public affairs shop at CIA. And I think Marie would want to take a mulligan and how she said what she said 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. But I think the thought is this. Unless you change the conditions on the ground, you get to kill people forever. So in addition to applying military force here, Joe, we've got to work with our friends in the area to very boldly take on some of the issues that create this phenomenon.
So you have to worry about the underlying aspects of it all. But when you are talking about, and let's just be really blunt here, when you are talking about the type of people that would be attracted to a movement because they see a Jordanian pilot set on fire and burned alive, or 21 Christians beheaded while they're screaming for mercy on beaches in Libya, you are dealing with people that are not going to be persuaded by a jobs program or a nice word. And I've talked to people in the agency under George Bush and under Barack Obama that says all you can do is kill them.
Well, for all of those who are already committed to come after us, I agree with you, Joe. The euphemism we used was take them off the battlefield, mm-hmm. and that's kill or capture. But what we really need to concentrate on, and by the way, we've been actually pretty good at that task, killing and capturing, over the last 13 years. Where we have been less good is the production rate of those who are going to want to come and try to kill us 1, 3, or 5 years from now. And unfortunately, our levers in that fight aren't very powerful.
Why?
We've got to work through some friends. We've got, you know, look, this is about Islam, Joe. It's a struggle within one of the world's great religions.